Well, hello. Hello, one and all. We're here at the slightly later and scheduled time. We revamped because we were having technical issues of all kinds here. And my guest hadn't yet arrived anyway. So it was probably a good thing. Because my guest is here now, and the technical issues subsided, so we can try it all again. So we couldn't get out the music. So okay, the music wanted to play and continuous, and we couldn't get out of it. The music, but there you go. Okay, we did have six people in the call queue when we decided to abandon ship sort of thing and start it all again. But I wonder if we're going to get the six same people back. It doesn't look like it. But okay, we're going to make a start. We'll make a start anyway and see what happens. Okay, so Tina is here, and we have just one caller, Tina. Holly.
Good evening, Holly.
Hi.
Now I'm here.
You made it.
Yeah, I made it, yeah. I couldn't get my wireless earphones to connect to my bloody phone, I don't know why. Till I restarted my phone, and then that was it. It was gone. It was started. I thought, you walk a bloody thing. Do you know what I mean? It's right now.
Yeah.
So, how can I help, darling?
Oh, whatever you pick up on is fine.
Right, okay. Okay. Holly, you're still waiting for news that I can understand. Is that, would that make sense?
Yeah, for a job.
Okay. Would you also understand that you are wanting to move and you are wanting to move to somewhere where it suits you?
Yeah, I did that. I'm back in Seattle.
Right, okay. Because the angels are saying to me, you've got to take your patience and take your time, sweetheart. And you've got to go on your own instincts of what you want to do. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. You've got a lot of gut feelings behind you as well, sweetheart. I can feel that. Okay. You need to run with them gut feelings, darling. Okay. Because this is the angels giving you some sort of messages, some sort of signs, some sort of ideas of what they want you to do. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, sweetheart. Please, you need to start and make your choices because the way you are at the minute is not in a very good place. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because this is what they're saying. They're very worried about you, sweetheart, all right? They're very worried about you. They want you to start and get some sort of idea together of how you want to run things in life, how you sort of like want to run the show. Would that make sense?
Yeah, but I need to do what I need to do to survive right now.
Yeah, yeah, I understand that, darling. I understand that. So what I suggest is keep with what you've got at the minute, the job that you've got at the minute, okay? I know it's hard and I know you don't like it very much, but it's going to be the only source of...
I don't have a job right now.
Don't you? Okay. Okay.
No, I just got back to Seattle, and I'm contacting a temporary agency.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You need to do what you have to do, darling, just to survive now until the tides have turned. Okay, because I do feel the tides are going to turn and things are going to work out for the better for you.
Yeah,
Okay. I do feel as though you need to carry on with your readings as well, because that's a bit of source of income that you've got coming in as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I did one this morning.
Okay, because you need to carry on with that, darling, as well. I know it feels as though it's a fight for survival right now, but I do feel as though things are going to start and pick up for you, darling, maybe in the next 4 to 6 weeks, okay, maybe before, all right.
Mm-hmm.
They've heard your prayers. They've heard your prayers as well, sweetheart, and they are. This is the reason why they're giving me this message to tell you that they're coming down to help. Okay. Holly, I've also been told that you've got to start praying on the universe and asking the universe for help. Would that make sense?
I do. Daily.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay. You need to keep doing that, darling. Okay. You need to keep doing that because the universe will hear you at some point. Okay. The universe will hear you at some point, darling. They want to start and help you as much as they can, all right? They want to help you make decisions. They want to help you start and move on with your life, all right, darling? They do want you to do what you have to do right now to keep afloat, all right?
Mm-hmm.
They understand the pressures that you're under, all right? I do feel as though the pressures that you're under as well, even I'm feeling it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, please, can you just keep doing what you have to do, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Please keep searching for your particular job or whatever you do, all right, darling? As I say, the universe is going to help you. Also, would you understand that you've been feeling as though you've been getting signs or messages, please?
Yeah, I can hear them.
Good, good. Because that's what they want. That's what they want. They want you to hear them, darling, okay? They want you to hear them. They also want you to hear that going to be more sentences coming through for you. They want you to listen very, very closely. And if they do actually start babbling, you need to tell them to slow down and take each word by itself, okay? Because sometimes
no, I
feel
as...
Sorry?
I can hear him good.
Good, that's all right. Because they're trying to give you a message or they're trying to give you some guidance, darling. All right? They're trying to give you some sort of a guidance. They want you to start and listen. All right? I don't know why they're saying what they're saying to you, but I do feel as though it's things that you may be looking forward to. Things that you may be having to change, or it's things that are coming night that's coming for you as well. Okay, would that make sense?
Mhm. I have a question. There's a person that's been standoffish lately, and I was wondering what the problem is.
That's something you need to talk to them about, because I don't understand why they're being standoffish. Okay, because I don't feel as though you've done anything or said anything wrong to them. Okay, I do feel as though you need to talk to them about it, sweetheart. All right, because
yeah, but I'm not going to.
Hmm?
I'm not going to talk to them about it. Yeah.
Okay, because I don't feel as though you've done anything wrong to them, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe they've taken something you said out of context, but
yeah.
Understandably, I feel as though this person's really sensitive. Would that make sense?
I guess. I don't know.
Right, okay. Because I do feel as though you haven't said anything. Maybe they've taken something out of context. Maybe they've just read into something wrong that you've said as well. I don't know. It's just like they shouldn't be like they are, really, because you're a pure person, you're a good person. You tell it as it is as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah. On my stepson, his name is GJ.
Yeah.
Do you see him continuing to live where he's living?
No, I don't think so, because I feel as though he wants to be with his mum. I feel as though he wants to be with you, Holly.
Oh, my
okay.
goodness.
I feel as though he wants to be with you. I do, honestly. I feel as though he wants
to
be with you.
I want him to, but I'm not financially stable. You know,
yeah.
I want him to, of course.
Yeah. I feel as though he wants to be with you, and I don't know what's gone on, but I feel as though he's a little bit heartbroken. Would you understand
yes.
that? Okay.
Yes, his dad is evil.
Right, okay. Because I do feel as though there's problems within that household. I do feel as though there's problems within that household.
Oh, he's staying with his little... He's staying with his little friend right now.
Right, okay. Okay. I do feel as though he wants to be with you, Holly, because you've brought him up, haven't you? And he
yes.
wants you to... He wants to be with you because he classes you as his mum. Okay?
Mm.
He does class you as his mum. And he's reliant on you. And he wants to be with you. But when you get more financially stable, I do see him coming back to you. Okay?
Is his dad going to sign the paper that he can live with me? Because he's not 18 yet.
Okay. I do feel as though he is, because I don't feel his dad's stable. I know that's an awful thing to say, but I don't feel his dad's stable. Yeah, he's more stable than what you are, but I don't think, really, he's that stable. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay.
The drug and alcohol, I don't know what he's doing for his job.
Hmm. I do feel as though he's not financially stable. I do feel as though he's more stable than what you are, but not as well as... He's making out he is, because I feel as though you do speak to him. I do feel as though he's not as stable as he was. Would you understand that?
Yeah, no, I don't speak to the man.
Right, okay. Or when you were speaking to him. I don't feel as though he's as he needs to start and turn his life around, basically, because he's not thinking about his son. Okay?
No, he's not. He's thinking about himself. Okay, lovey. I wonder if we have more callers.
Cut up. Oh, hopefully. So. Okay, thank
Maybe
you, Holly.
Thank you.
It's funny how you said that. Just as Holly said, I wondered if we got any more calls. Somebody called. Okay, right. That was funny. Right then. Area 201.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
This is Jackie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm good. I'm good.
How can I help, darling?
Yeah, I was just wondering about my current work location.
Your current what,
because
sorry?
I feel like my current work location.
Okay.
I'm just concerned with the upcoming year, whether I can stay in that same location or if that can change.
Right. Okay.
Like, it feels very restricted now. And a lot of upheaval. We just recently returned back and we were remotely.
Okay.
Want to know, would it make a difference if I stay in the same organization but go to another location?
Okay. Would you understand feeling kind of a little suppressed with your work situation?
Absolutely.
Right, okay. I do feel as though that could change, sweetheart. I do feel as though that could change. Okay. I do feel as though as well that you're in process of looking for another job. Would that make sense as well?
I'm looking to do something different. It doesn't necessarily mean a job. You know, outside of my normal work, I'm planning to retire in a couple of years. It's not like I want to quit my job. I could actually change to another location. But I am looking to do business for myself. The
right,
local production. So I want to be able to control more of my life rather than have someone else control it.
Right, okay. It depends on what sort of thing you want to do, sweetheart, to be perfectly honest. The angels are guiding you to what you want to do. Okay. I do feel as though you've got something in mind of what you want to do as well, sweetheart. Okay. I feel as though this, what you've got in mind that you want to do, is what you've been wanting to do for quite a long time. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. This is I feel as though this is your dream, sweetheart. I do feel as though this is your dream. And I do feel as though the angels are guiding you towards that, darling. Okay. So I'd go with what you want to do. Okay, sweetheart. Go with what you want to do as well outside of work. And I do feel as though you will get some sort of satisfaction from it. Okay, because I feel what you want to do is bring, I feel as though it wants to help people as well. Well, do that make sense?
Yes. I mean, I work in a position where I do help people. I'm actually a teacher, but sometimes it doesn't feel like I'm helping them because of systemic things. But there's other things that I want to do in terms of, like, some entrepreneurship. I just haven't been able to focus on it because of my current job and the obligations and distractions.
Right, okay. I do feel as though you need to start focusing a lot more of what you want to do. Put some plans into action, sweetheart. Okay, firstly, I'm being told to tell you. You need to separate them plans into about three as well, because I feel as though it's sort of like a three-step plan. Would you understand that?
One plan is to physically move from where I'm currently living, because if I move into the other location, I will have the room to expand and possibly work from home. The second part of that also is to, you know, actually try to get myself grounded and get my business off the ground. So it could be perceived as three steps. I'm not sure if you're seeing the same thing that I've had in mind.
Okay. I am seeing you moving to a new location, darling. When is another question, because I can't see how far when, all right, but I do feel as though you are moving to a new location. I do feel also the plans that you've got to do to be outside of work, I do feel as though these plans are going to come into action, darling, all right. I do actually feel as though they're going to come into action because I do understand your situation, and I do understand the frustration that you've got choosing between with what you've got to do and work. I do understand that because I do feel it. I feel you're rather frustrated and you're sort of like, you like really, really anxious as well about it. Would that make sense?
Yes, I am frustrated. There's some anxiety, but I mean, I'm just trying to look at it differently now.
I am feeling that, sweetheart. Trust me, I'm really feeling that as well. You need to ask the angels to give you some sort of ideas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You need to ask the angels as well to give you some sort of ideas, okay? You have got an angel around you. You have got a spirit guide around you, okay, that's guiding you to where you want to be. Okay, I'm feeling this presence around you, okay, and this spirit guide is trying to ask you to decipher of what you want to do, of where you want to be, okay, with this business, okay, how far you want to go with this business, Okay, because she's behind you and she's guiding you, and she's also giving you inspiration to start and think about what you need to be doing to actually get this business up and running. Because I do actually feel the business that you're going to be doing is going to be satisfactory. Also, it's going to start helping people, and I do feel as though it's going to bring a lot of happiness into people's lives. Would you understand that, please? Okay. Because I feel this is the path that you need to do, sweetheart. I really do. I do feel as though this is the path that you need to do. I do really honestly feel it. Because it's something that you love to do. It's something that you want to do. Okay. It is actually going to be a very amazing business for you as well. I do feel that. Okay. I'm understanding as well, yes, you're in a bit of a confusion about of which steps to take first, but if you listen to your inner self, you'll understand what the angels are trying to tell you. Also, if you try to meditate on it as well, sweetheart, please, and then you will start and get more vibes from the angels and understanding on which way they want you to turn. Would that make sense?
I'm absolutely, like, I'm not working this summer, and I mean, financially, normally I would work in the summer to make extra money, but I need the summer to regroup. I've been working nonstop.
Yeah. Okay.
And I do want to be in a position to meditate, you know, and move forward. I mean, I've been like the caretaker of you know, my son and his baby, and you know, he's a young parent and his girlfriend. And,
yeah.
I've been juggling that as if I was raising everybody all over again, and working and trying to manifest certain things, as well as, you know, just try to get myself healthier. And it's been kind of difficult. So I know definitely, you know, I plan on taking a break. You know, don't know how the money's going to work out, but I plan on taking a break. I figured during that time I'd be able to see myself clearly through all of this.
Yeah. I do understand that. But I've also been told as well, sweetheart, you need to lead a separate life. Would you understand why they're saying that, please?
Yes, because I'm where I want to move and relocate, I actually want to go there myself right now,
mm-hmm.
just to spend some time alone and, you know, catch my breath for a moment.
Yeah. That is when everything, if you do that, that is when everything will come together for you. Okay, that's when everything will come into one big plan for you. Okay, sweetheart. I understand that it's very difficult right now due to all this COVID mm-hmm. that's about as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I do understand the situation that you're in, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You very much, love. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. Right, I'll call Curie's building up slowly but surely. Okay, let's see where we are then. We have new callers tonight, which is nice, because I don't know whether you'll see on the show page there that we have a new PayPal button now. It just said new set amount, and that goes off to a page there where you can put your own amount in, basically, and you know, pay by card if you wish to do so. Yeah. So the set amount is suggested at $3.50, but you can pay whatever you can afford. So it is there for the use of. Okay. Jean, good evening.
Hi.
Good evening, Jean. How can I help, darling?
Okay. I had a question about just was getting to know a man as far as romantic relationship, and I was just wondering to see if you maybe see a future together with him.
Okay. I don't feel as though you've known this man very long, sweetheart. Would that make sense?
Yes, no, I don't know him very well.
Okay. I am being told to tell you to take it very, very steady. Take it baby steps as well. Would you understand why I'm being told that, please?
I mean, not really, but I will do it.
Yeah, okay.
Because I don't know him that well. Like, I'm just trying to see, like, where he's coming from, if he has, you know.
Yeah, that's it. That's the thing to do, because the angels are with you, sweetheart. Just trust me on that one. The angels are with you. Okay. They do want you to get to know this man, because they do feel as though this man's going to be very, very caring and gentle towards you. All right. I do understand your frustration as well, because I feel as though you're a little frustrated. It's either that or you're a little anxious about this. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I do feel as though this man compliments you most of the time. Would that make sense as well, please?
Yes, I could see that. I feel that he is very complimentary.
Right, okay. Okay. Sweetheart, I do understand this. At the end of the day, it's your free will, okay, that's going to be playing off on this. Okay, it's your free will that's going to be playing on off this. But you do have angels with you. You do have guides around you, okay. I do understand that you've been having a lot of gut instincts just lately as well. Would that make sense?
Good instincts? Yeah, pretty much. I pretty much can read people, yeah.
Okay. I do feel as though you've got some doubts as well, sweetheart. Would that make sense?
Yes,
Okay. You need to trust what's going on inside of you, sweetheart, please. I'm being told to trust. You've got to trust what's going on inside of you. As it's only you that can do what you have to do, okay? It's only you that can do what you have to do, all right, darling? But they wanted you not to rush around and rush into this relationship. They're wanting you to get to know the person first, okay? Because I do feel, excuse me for saying it, but it's not me that's saying it, but they are saying there's been a past few relationships that you've had issues with. Would that make sense?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, because this is why they're saying don't rush into it, get the time to get to know him, okay?
Okay.
They're wanting you to get the time to get to know him, sweetheart, because of these issues that you've had in the past as well, okay? So they're wanting you to take basically baby steps. Baby steps is one good thing, okay? I don't know where you've met this gentleman, sweetheart, to be honest. It's not for me to know. But I do feel as though with the people on the internet just lately, you can't trust some of them, okay? I do feel as though you can't trust some of the people on the internet nowadays as well, okay? Because I do feel as though this is why the angels are saying take baby steps. Okay, take baby steps. Just be on your guard. That's what they're saying to me. You've got to be on your guard, darling, as well. Okay? But I do feel as though if you feel the time is right and you do feel as though this man's the right one for you, then I would say meet him. Meet him by all means. But just please try and work him out first. Okay, this is what I'm being told to tell you. Okay.
Right. Okay.
And the angels understand. They understand the anxiousness that you've got. All right. But they're not protective and they're not worried. They're just guiding you to a place where you want to be. Would that make sense?
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. They are understanding. Sorry.
Oh,
don't
no,
say
go
that
ahead.
Again. Okay. The our understanding of not, I won't say of urgency, I'd say your ability to read people. Okay, because you have got the ability to read people. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they want you to know that they're behind you. The angels are behind you. Okay. The angels are behind you and are guiding you, darling. Okay. Is there anything, would you like to ask another question?
I just had a quick question as far as I've been off work for a little while, and I was just wondering if you see me going back to my same company or doing something else. I'm just on a leave from work, but I just kind of not ready to go back, but I think I don't know if I'm going to go back or not.
Right, okay.
Maybe I should switch. Maybe I should go back. I don't know.
That decision is totally up to you, darling, okay?
Okay.
That decision is totally up to you. I do get where you're coming from with this one, and I do understand that sometimes jobs can be a royal pain in the backside, okay? But I do understand how you're feeling. But at the end of the day, this is your own free will. This is up to you to decide. Okay. Again, once again, the angels will be guiding you about. They're guiding you as well. You have got a very special guide with you. Okay. There is somebody very special with you that's helping you to go through as well. I do feel as though... it's a lady figure as well that's giving you this inspiration and helping you through. Okay. I do feel as though when she was here, she was quite a powerful lady as well. Okay.
Okay.
I do feel as though she was a very powerful lady when she was here as well. But they are all around you. They are guiding you. They are keeping in mind of what you're doing. Okay, but you need to still keep going with your gut instincts, I'm being told as well, sweetheart, okay?
Okay,
Okay.
Okay, yeah, that sounds right.
Okay then, so I'll thank you for calling in, sweetheart. Have a good evening.
Okay, you too, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jane. Thanks for calling now. Okay. Okay. Right. Now, unmuted. I must remember to leave the microphone open to speak. Otherwise, you can't hear a word I'm saying, can you? Okay. right. You may have heard me mention a moment ago about the new donate button. It is there for a reason, and it shows that you appreciate what we do, and you know it helps to keep the shows going. We can't really do without it much longer, and we've had the past two shows where we haven't had a cent. So you know, we're looking at those PayPal buttons and nothing is going in from anyone. So if you appreciate what we do, then let's see it happening. Let's see that donate button doing something, yeah? Because we want to be here for you, but it's going to be a sad day when we're not, yeah? And it's coming round to that very, very, very quickly now because, you know, I've got to honestly say that I've tried and I've reached out and I've tried and I've asked and I've repeatedly asked for help and it hasn't been forthcoming. We know that people are struggling financially at the moment, but it's not that much to ask, really. And, you know, the call queue and the people that actually call is like more or less the same people per show. And, you know, they're calling in every night. They're glad to do that. And they're glad to get 10-minute reading every night. You know, but they seem so unhappy about paying just once even. Yeah. And that makes me wonder, are we here to serve, or are we here just for the fun of it? You know, we can't keep doing things on fresh air. Yeah?
You have chosen to call Psychic Choice Radio. If you have enjoyed your reading, please show your support by leaving a small donation fee of $3.50 or whatever you can afford. Thank you for calling.
Okay, we're just about ready to take the next call then. I bring Tina back on the mic and we have Diane.
Good evening, Diane. Good evening. My question is related to a relationship. My husband passed away 7 years ago, and I'm beginning to want to be in another relationship, and I just wonder if you see anything there.
I do see something there, sweetheart. I do see something there. But you don't let love, don't you go searching for love. Let love find you, okay? Because I do feel as though there's a man looking for you. I do feel as though there's a man out there for you, sweetheart. But the way things have been since losing your husband as well, you still need to come to terms with that as well. Would that make sense?
Well, I've done a lot of healing around it, and that's why it's taken 7 years for me to be interested in finding another relationship.
Right, okay. The healing's there continuous with you, sweetheart. The healing is there continuous with you, around you, which is giving you the inspiration to come out and know that you're ready for another relationship, okay? But there is a man out there for you. There's a partner out there for everybody. As I say, don't let love find you. Don't you go searching for love. Let love find you, okay? Because I do feel as though you're going to meet this man. How soon is another question. But I do feel as though if you like interacting with people, like going to sort of like seeing your friends and going out on like not a regular basis, but like say every couple of days or something, I'm sure you're going to meet the man that you feel as though you need to be with, okay? Because I do feel as though you've got a lot of emotional support around you as well. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I have a lot of friends and family who's right, ready
okay.
to see me
right,
move
okay.
forward.
Yeah. I know you do want to move forward, darling. You do want to move forward, and that's quite understandable, sweetheart, because nobody wants to be alone, all right? But I do feel as though you do need to move forward, but you have to look for the right man that's going to treat you as well as your husband did, okay? You need, maybe he might treat you better, but I do need you to understand that you need to start taking it little by little as well. Okay, I do feel all your emotion around you right now, feeling as though you're alone in the world as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, at times I do.
Yeah, well, don't feel like that, darling. Don't feel like that at all, please, because you don't need to feel like that, because nobody's ever alone. Everybody's always got someone. Okay, and you have got angels around you that's helping you through with what you have to do. You've got angels around you that's helping with what you need to do as well, okay, to move on from, to want this new relationship as well. But you've got to take, like, the baby steps towards it as well. Please don't go like a bull in a china shop and rush right into it, because you will probably start and keep getting flashbacks from when your husband was here. He is around you as well, sweetheart, okay? Your husband is around you as well. He's still giving you that emotional support, and he understands that you do need to move on and you do want another relationship, because he doesn't want you alone, okay? I do feel as though when your husband was here as well, he was a very understanding gentleman. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, this is why he's around you, darling. This is why he's around you. He wants to see you happy. Okay, he wants to see you happy, and he will have got his blessings to be moving on and have another relationship. All right, he is very, very placid. He's very, very understanding of it, as I've just said. Okay, and he does, as I've just said as well, he does want you to move on. He doesn't want to see you alone. Okay, so you do have his blessing to move on, okay, and he understands the pain that you've gone through, the emotional trauma that you've gone through as well, okay, so he does want you to move on, and he does want you to be happy. He says, tell my angel she's got to be happy for the rest of her life. Would you understand why he said that, please?
Yeah, because just moving forward, he wants me to have a good life.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's what he wants from you. That's what he wants from you. He wants you to have a good life. He wants you to be happy. Okay. He wants the people around you to be happy as well. Okay, for you. So he understands why you want to do this. And he says you do have his blessings for doing this, okay? Even though you didn't need to ask for them, I didn't need to give them, but he says he understands the traumas and everything that's in your life, that's been in your life, and he understands everything that you've been through. So please, 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 can you start and move forward with your life? He says he will be very happy. He says... once he knows you're happy, he won't be around very much, but he'll still pop down to see you, okay? Because he doesn't feel as though, he feels as though if he came down and was still around you, you'd find it probably awkward to start your relationship with this man. Would you understand that?
Not really. I mean, no. I don't feel his presence. I did for a long time, but I don't feel his presence anymore.
He is around you, darling. He is around you. Okay. He's very much around you. He's very much around you. But since you've been deciding what you want to move on and you want to be happy in your life, he's not been around you as much because it's making him happy that you want to start and move on to be happy in your life, okay? But he does come down to see you, not very often now as much as he did do. He comes down maybe 2 or 3 times a day just to make sure that you're okay. Apart from that, he's not constantly about you, he's just said, okay?
Okay.
He does want you to understand that he does want you to be happy. Okay. He does want you to be happy, but he says he will always love you. Okay. No matter what. He says as well that this man that's going to be coming into your life is going to make you just as happy as he did. Okay. I feel as though not on a sort of a silly tense, but I do feel as though when this man comes into your life, he's probably going to have some of the same phrases and same sort of sense of humor that your husband had. Would that make sense?
Well, that would be nice.
Okay. Because I feel as though your husband used to have a wicked sense of humor. Would that make sense?
Yeah. He was a strong man.
Yeah, yeah. And I do feel this next man that's going to come into your life is going to be a strong man also as well. Okay. But as I say, don't look for love. Let him find you. Okay, darling?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, darling. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, darling.
Okay. Thank you, Diane. Right. Now before we go to our last call for the moment, we can take a little break. We've got 1 hour and 10 minutes here, but what we may do, and it really depends on you out there whether you're listening or not, because we're not getting those donations, they're not happening. We've had a call queue, we had I talked to at 9 o'clock. Nobody donated then either. So, you know, if you're going to line up for a show, whether you get a reading or not, you should respectfully be contributing to some to keep the shows on the air, not because you're getting a reading. Okay. Never mind. Let's see what we got. I don't know what to play now because we've played most of it earlier on, but when the music wouldn't stop, and now it won't start, would any?
Nothing.
Okay. Right, that leaves us at 1 hour and 5. Now, after the next call, we normally finish at 11 p.m. On Mondays and Wednesdays, and throughout the week, to be quite honest. So, if nobody calls in second hour, as the next call is going, we will be out of here because we will finish at the usual time. I can't see the point in sitting here till midnight just to serve when there's nobody there. And, well, those donations, it's all about those donations this evening. It's got to be. Because two shows now that we've given you, Monday and again this evening. We've done a show on Sunday evening with Kelly, and we got nothing out of that one either. So, you know, and that's the whole of the week. Went into the middle of the week and nothing. It's not going to happen. We're pulling the plug on it. And that's all there is to it. It's not going to happen anymore because I'm not going to be disillusioned by the lack of support. Now, bring Tina in for the last call. This will be the last call. If nobody calls, we're out of here.
Good evening.
Hello, Karen. I'm sorry. Hi, Albert, Tina Maria. I know it's coming, Karen. Support the network.
Good evening, Veronica. How can I help?
Yes, ma'am. I understand. It would be sad to lose the number one rated show over 40,000 episodes. Anyway, Miss Tina Marie, can you please help me out here? So I haven't heard nothing from my boss from the job that I had, and I'm finding a little bit. Difficult to understand that if it did clear, like did I clear like what those three people wrote down, misleading information. If I'm clear, if I'm able to come back or so, when are they going to call me?
You should be able to go back. You should be able to go back, Veronica. I don't understand why they're holding it up at the minute. Okay. It's maybe due to maybe a backlog as well. Okay. Please understand that as well, please. It's probably due to a backlog as well. But, darling, please don't worry about it. Okay. You are going to be all right, and you are going to be clearing out of everything. Okay. So you need to stop worrying so much about what's going on with the work situation. I've been told to tell you, Veronica, you need to start worrying about what's going on around you. Would that make sense?
Yes, I do pay attention. Yes, ma'am.
Right, okay. Because you need to start worrying about what's going on around you at this precise minute. Okay, please start worrying about what's going on around you because this is what I'm being told. All right, darling. Please start worrying about what's going on around you because this is what can happen. All right, you're losing focus, I'm being told to tell you. Would you understand that?
Okay, yes.
Okay, would you understand that you're being told that I'm being told to tell you that you're losing focus?
Okay, that's true.
Okay, you need to start and refocus again, Veronica. You need to start and refocus on what's good for you and what's good for everybody else, okay? What's good for you will be the better one to focus on, okay? Because you do worry a lot. You do worry a lot about the silliest of little things as well, okay? I'm being told to tell you, sweetheart. So please don't worry about the silliest of little things. Just continue worrying about the smaller, right, the serious side of what's going on with you. Don't worry about your work situation. That will resolve itself, okay? I'm understanding as well that you're worried about somebody right now, okay, which is understandable, darling. It is understandable, and I do understand that, okay? But you're not going to be... healthy enough to help other people if you don't start helping yourself and start taking care of yourself. Would you understand why I'm being told that, please?
Yes.
Right, okay. Because this is what they want, darling. This is what they want, all right? They want you to start and take care of yourself, okay? This is what they've been trying to get into you because they do feel as though with you helping the people the way you're helping people, darling, okay, is the way that you're going to be knocking yourself down if you don't start taking care of yourself, all right? So you need to start more focusing on what's going on with inside of you and what's around you instead of worrying about other people. Let other people take care of themselves and you start thinking about what's best for you. Would you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I took that. That's my job for my income. And you're right about that. I have been feeling super frustrated, and I don't want to, try to the positive mode. And I'm trying to think positive and. Maybe to calm me down a little. Do you know when I can go back?
You'll be going back very soon, but when is another question? Okay, they are looking into it. Okay, they are looking into it, sweetheart. Just trust me on that. Okay, just trust me on that. They are looking into that, but they don't know when, because obviously I do feel as though there is a backlog again. Okay. So just trust me on. There's a backlog of some sort.
Oh, trust you, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I feel as though there's a backlog of some sort to do with applications and paperwork and something. I do feel as though there's a backlog, darling. Okay.
For the company that I was working with 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I do feel as though there's some paperwork that's been sort of like sorted out. Okay, with that.
Can I please ask you? I'm sorry to interrupt you, ma'am. I'm sorry to interrupt you. And you're right about that. I have not been taking care of myself because I've been frustrated. I've been going through so much for 3 years now. Did I pass my background, the C word that we're doing an intensive background? Did I pass it in second? Am I gonna be going to a new location for it?
I can't understand why you can't pass your background, Veronica, because you've got no criminal record. You've got nothing to do with that behind you, okay? You've got nothing to do with that behind you. You've never been in trouble, okay? This is what I'm sensing. You've never been in trouble, darling, okay? So I don't understand why you can't pass your background, because... as I said, there's nothing to your background that they can pick up, obviously, because you've never been in trouble, all right, darling. So you need, this is one thing as well you need to stop worrying about, because with background checks, it can take up to maybe 3-4 weeks for them to come back, okay? Depend on how many background checks people are doing, all right, and what the work capacity is for them. But please stop worrying about that, because I do feel as though you are going to pass your background, darling, because I can't see no sort of anything that's going to stop you passing your background. Would you understand that?
Yes, sir, ma'am. I understand. And Mrs. Tina, it's the letter C background.
I do understand. Yeah, I do understand.
You're very good. You're very, very, I mean, top line. I have a question here. I forgot. Oh, yes. Because I'm going under the sea, it's to do with Trump in the U.S. I want to know, when I pass, you know, who protects the city, if my vehicle flashes with, because they told me that people who work under the license plate hits like a blue color or green color on the radar. Is that true?
I'm not sure, darling. That I'm not sure about, sweetheart. Okay, that I'm not sure about, because I feel as though that's to do with the government, darling. You will get to know that information in due time. Okay, I do feel as though you get to know that information in due time. But other words, it's got to do with the government, darling. I could say yes on one thing and they could say no on another thing, okay? So that's something I can't answer for you. Okay, sweetheart?
Can I tell you something real quick, though? You should be proud of me, and I know my mom's hearing. Yesterday, I was parked, and you just said it. It stopped behind me. And
hey?
So
that again?
Yeah, and it's happened quite a bit, and so I think it's already in the system.
Okay.
Yeah. So I am proud
okay.
of myself. I should
yeah.
be proud of myself. That's
you
good,
want to
right?
be proud
yeah.
of yourself. You want to be proud of yourself, sweetheart. You want to be proud
yeah.
of yourself. And you need to learn that the angels are guiding you as well, darling. Okay, you need to learn that the angels are guiding you with everything that you're doing. Okay,
yes, ma'am.
You need to learn that the angels are guiding you for everything that you're doing as well. All right, so please understand that the angels are guiding you. All right, darling, do not give up. Do not forget the faith that you've got in yourself as well. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
Okay, so thank you for calling in, Veronica, and I hope to speak with you next week.
Yes, ma'am. I'll bless you. Thank
all right.
You.
Thanks very much, darling.
I feel in heaven right now. Thank you.
Thank
okay.
you, Veronica.
Thanks, Veronica. All right. Now, okay. It's probably for people like Veronica that we keep going because... there are people, for one reason or another, that either can't pay. Yeah? So, you know, those people we're happy to keep going for. But as Veronica mentioned there, and that's good observant, because Veronica has been a loyal listener and follower of Psychic Choice Radio for a long, long time, to note how long we've been on air, and to work it out, we've been on air for 11 years, 11 years this year. If you work it out on the average of 28 days in any calendar month and forget the odd days, yeah, times the 28 by 12. And then times that again by the amount of years, which is 10 years, you will get over 3,390. Yeah? So if you add another year onto that, which we've already been on for this year, and this year we've done almost 40 episodes already this year. So that's 40,000. So really, you know, Veronica is spot on there with that 40,000 episode. Yeah. At $39 per month. Work it out. And then ask yourself, are we worthy of $3.50 of your money to support us, because we will not be here next month. I am not doing Friday's show. I'm abandoning ship. I've had enough. After seeing tonight's miserable turnout, I've had enough. Yeah? It's time to throw the towel in. It's time to say goodbye. Yeah? And I've said it so many times now that it's got to happen. It's got to come. And if you want to kick the shows on the air, then support us over the next month when we're not on air, and we will come back if we get your donations. If we don't get your donations, we will not come back. Simple as that. Right, let's see where we are. Suzanne.
Good evening, Suzanne.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Everything's going to be good.
Good. How can I help, darling?
I have two really quick questions. The first question is my daughter's test. I'm wondering if she did well enough to pass it.
If she did well, one or what, sorry?
If she did well enough to pass her test that she took.
I do feel as though, your daughter's quite clever, sweetheart, okay. I do feel as though she takes in everything everybody says to her, okay. So I can't see there's no reason why she can't pass the test. All right, sweetheart. I know you're waiting for that news, but I don't feel that, because I can't give too much away. I know you're waiting for that news, but I do feel as though your daughter, I can't see no reason why your daughter doesn't pass a test, darling, because I do feel as though she's a very clever girl. She's definitely like a mum, very, very clever, okay? I understand your frustration of not knowing at this precise minute, okay? So I do feel as though if you don't hear from her by the end of the day or of when she does take a test, you need to give her a call and see what's happened. Would that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, I actually tried to message her today.
Yes.
The other question I have is, do I have any messages from the other side today?
Right, okay. Okay, darling. You do have a lady and a gentleman figure with you, okay? You do have a lady and a gentleman figure with you. Please excuse me for saying this, but it's not me that's saying it, darling. They're picking up on some sort of tension. Would you understand why?
Oh, I don't know, maybe a little bit.
Okay. They're saying they're picking up on some sort of tension. All right, darling. They're not liking seeing you because they feel as though you're very tense for some reason. Okay. They're saying it's either that or there's something going on in your mind that you won't want to talk about, or you will talk about it at some point. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they are worried about you, sweetheart. They are worried about you. They're saying that you've got so much on your plate at the minute that you don't know which way to turn. Would that make sense at all, please?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The gentleman's saying, he's just said to me, can you please ask her to sort out all the different things that you've got going into your head, into different sort of sections of which one you want to sort out first. Would that make sense at all, please?
I don't know about that. I don't understand what he means by that.
He feels as though there's something going on that's needing sorting out, or there's something that's going to be needing sorted out. Would you understand that?
Possibly, but I don't know what there would be to sort out, but possibly.
Right, okay. Just keep that with you, darling. Okay, just keep that with you. Because once Spirit's told me something, I can't take it back. Okay? They're saying that they feel as though you're walking on eggshells for some reason. Would you understand that as well, please?
I'm kind of waiting for something to happen, and I'm not sure how it's going to happen. I believe it's going to happen, but I don't know how, and that's probably making me anxious.
Right, okay. It's kind of making you nervous, but it's making you anxious at the same time. They need you to stop worrying about it. They need you to stop worrying about it. Yes, it's easier said than done, but don't worry about it, okay? Because this is what they don't want. You've got enough going on around you without worrying about that, they're saying to me, okay? So please, please, please just calm yourself down. I don't understand why they're telling me to calm yourself down.
Is it just
going to
happen?
Sorry?
Is it just going to happen? Is this path that I'm on just going to happen and I don't have to worry about it?
Yeah, I feel as though this is what's going to happen. I do feel as though it happened. But it's not going to be a bad path. It's going to be a good path that you're going to go on. Okay. I do feel as though it's going to make a difference to you as well.
Okay.
I do feel as though this is going to be a good thing for you as well. I do feel as though it's something that you've been kind of looking forward to, but very anxious at the same time, because I feel as though you've got all different kinds of worries going through you. Okay, love.
Okay, yes.
I do feel as though you've got all different kinds of worries going through you. Please don't worry about it. Just let it happen. Okay.
Okay.
Just let it happen and go with the flow, I'm being told to tell you. Just go with the flow.
Okay.
If you find some sort of difficulties, then ask for help again.
Okay.
Would you understand why I've just been told that?
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm trying to learn to meditate and set intentions and work on a spiritual path so that I can help people.
Right, okay, I do understand that. Yeah, I understand that. It is very difficult in the beginning, I will tell you. It is very difficult in the beginning. But you've got to just learn to go with it, sweetheart. You've just got to learn what you get given to you. Okay, you've just got to learn to get given, what you get given to you is what you're going to get. Okay, and I do feel as though you will make a very good spiritual worker, sweetheart. I do really feel as though you will make a good, very good spiritual worker. I don't know who's, I think you're just like being so overwhelmed with readings and people that's been spiritual around you. I do feel as though this will be the right path that you want to go on. Okay, but you've just got to be given what you're going to get given, okay, sweetheart, and just go with the flow. Do not panic whatsoever, they're telling me to tell you.
Okay.
Don't panic at all.
Okay.
It's going to be fine. They're going to guide you, these people that I've got with me. They're going to guide you, and they're going to give you the inspiration to do what you have to do as well, okay?
Okay, okay. Do they have to give you any timelines?
No, Spirit doesn't have a timeline, I'm afraid, darling. Spirit doesn't have a timeline, okay?
Right.
It will happen when it happens, okay?
Okay.
But you've just got to you've got to keep working on it as well. I'm being told you've got to keep working on it as well. And then when the time comes, it will happen, and you will be overwhelmed with what you get, okay? But you've got to learn to go with the overwhelming. Okay, you've got to try and cast your emotions aside to try and get to do what you have to do. Okay, would you understand why I'm saying that, please?
Yeah.
Okay, so I wish you very, very good luck. And I'm on Facebook if you need a chat, sweetheart, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you very much, darling. Thank you for calling in.
Bye. Okay.
Thank you, bye. Bye.
Charmaine. Hi. How are you guys?
I'm good, Charmaine. And yourself?
I'm good. So this is my second time calling you guys. I called you guys maybe about a month ago.
Okay.
I just wanted to know, I recently got out of a relationship, and I just want to know what that, I want to make sure that's definitely over. And just love, relationship, and I just want to know if my aunt got any message for me, because she did cross over May 20th.
Right, okay. I do feel as though it's the right decision that you did make, darling, because I do feel as though you had suspicions around what was going on around your previous boyfriend. Would that make sense, please?
Yes, resonates.
Okay. I do feel as though it was the right decision that you did make, because I feel as though your suspicions that you was having was right. I do feel as though these suspicions was actually coming from gut instinct as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, I resonate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then it was the right decision, darling. Your gut instincts was coming from the angels trying to tell you something. Okay. The angels were trying to tell you something, and your own intuition was there as well. And both them working together made you come to the idea of what you wanted to do. Okay.
Right.
So I do feel as though that was a very good move. Okay.
And do you see him coming back?
Sorry?
Do you see him coming back? Because I don't want him to come back.
No, I don't see him coming back. Sir. I don't see him coming back at all. If he does, you just keep the door closed on him anyway. Ignore him. Okay. I won't go no more into that. Okay. But with love, for this time, please, darling, I know I've been giving this advice a lot of times tonight, but just you don't go searching for love. Let love find you, darling. Okay?
Right.
Okay, sweetheart. This is a done thing nowadays. This is a done thing. Okay. This is what you need to go with as well. You do have a lady figure in spirit around you, and she says she's very proud of the way you've handled things. Would you understand why she's saying that?
Yes. Mhm.
Okay.
I used to take care of her. My aunt was very sick, and I used to take care of her.
Right. Okay. Okay. She says she's very proud of you for standing up for yourself as well. Would you understand why is that?
Yes. I'm more vocal than I used to be.
Right. Okay. Well, sometimes being vocal does actually help.
I know. Sometimes, right.
But as long as you don't lose your patience with it, it's another direction.
Right. You're right.
She's saying, please, you need to start taking care of yourself. Come back from the darkness of where you was back into the light as well. She says,
okay.
You've got nobody around you anymore. Please excuse me for saying this, okay? It's not me saying it. It's this lady figure. She's saying to me, you've got no one around you no more trying to control everything that you do. Would you understand that?
I understand everything. She told me this when she was alive.
Right, okay. She wants you to know that she's proud of you for the way you've handled things, the way you've stood up, and the way you've actually got away, she's saying. She's very proud of the way that you've got away because you don't have no controlment in your life no more. You're a very free person. You can do what you want to do when you want to do without question, she's saying. Would you understand why she's saying that as well, please?
Yes, it resonates.
Right, okay. All right. She just said to me, I've got to tell you to be happy. I've got to tell you to be happy now. You've got to be happy, okay? Don't worry about the small things in life, and don't worry about the small other things in life, is she's saying. Other beings are very, very, very pretense, she's giving me. Very pretense, and she's really, really... See, instead of just saying the normal other, she's going to tell her not to worry about that other. Do you know what I mean? Really putting it forward. Okay, she's really putting that word other forward. You've not got to worry about that no more, she's saying.
Okay.
Don't worry about that no more, she's saying, because he will get his comeuppance. Understandably, again, I don't understand what she's saying with that or what she
I
means.
Understand.
Right, okay, darling. As long as you understand where I'm coming from, then you will know who she is. All right, sweetheart. She's also just said to me, she says she wants you to now move on and do what you wanted to do. Would you understand why she's saying that?
Right, because it stopped me from doing what I really wanted to do.
Right, okay. She said, now you can move on and do what you want to do and make what you want to do happen. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is what she's saying to me. She's saying she's so glad that you saw him for what he really was.
Mm. And she said that to me.
Okay.
She didn't
say that. She's now glad you saw him for what he really was. Okay. I'll put it in a preterm of niceness because I'm not going to put, obviously, because we're on air at the minute.
Right.
I'll put it in a preterm of niceness. He was a monster.
I said it every day. I said I was sleeping with a monster.
He was a monster, basically. But that's not what she's saying. That's not what she's saying. Okay, please understand that.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. This is not what she's saying, but she said she said, I'm glad she's seen the light. Okay. I'm glad you've seen the light and got away. Now it's time to really move on with your life, to really do what you want to do, to really get that. Please excuse me for what I'm going to say, but she said, talking about a dream job or something to do with a dream. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, because she's telling me about either a dream job or something to do with a dream. All right, darling. This is what she wants me to tell you. Now you need to move on and leave the rubbish in the past, she's saying to me. She's making me laugh. She's making me laugh. She really didn't know how to say it, didn't she? Okay. You've got to leave the rubbish in the past. All right?
Okay.
This is what she's saying to me. Okay, sweetheart. But she's basically just around you to let you know that she is around you. She's watching what you're doing, and she's very, very, very pleased with you right now. Very, very pleased and very, very happy with you right now, darling. Okay. She hears you talking to her. Okay.
Oh, wow.
She does hear you talking to her, and she says if she could give you the answer, she would do. I don't understand what she's talking about, okay? Because you keep asking her questions. You keep asking her questions. She's saying she could give you the answers to the answers to the questions that you want. She will give you them answers, okay, darling? But she says even though you don't know, you've no need to know the answers. Would that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, darling. But basically, she's just come around you just to let you know that she's very happy with you, darling. You will start to feel a lot of warmth around you. When you feel a lot of warmth around you, it's your aunt. She's just coming around to give you a big cuddle and a big love and let you know that she's there. So if you do start feeling warm, sweetheart, please don't be frightened and think that you're getting a fever, because it's not. It'll be your aunt that's around you, darling. Okay?
Oh, okay. And can I have one more question? I have a lawsuit, two of them. I just want to know, will I be getting it soon?
What was that, sorry?
A lawsuit. I have two lawsuits pending. And I just want to know, will I be getting that anytime soon?
That's something I can't answer, darling. That's something I can't answer. Anything to do with legal, I can't answer it, darling. I'm very sorry about that.
It's okay. Thank you.
All right then, darling. Thank you for calling, Charmaine.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Charmaine. All right. Now, it is kind of awkward there, ladies and gents, when we get to legal or medical questions, because obviously we're not lawyers, solicitors, if you like, and we don't have the rights to use that profession either. And when it comes to doctors, you know, we don't have the rights to use that profession as either, you know, because these people are professional in what they do, and they have the answers, we don't, you know, and you've got to be very careful now giving out information, because although Blog Talk is not legally bound in any way as to what's said and what's not said, the shows are pretty much, you know, sentence sensibility type of thing. The only thing I would say there is that the laws in the UK are changing for psychics and mediums. It doesn't really matter whether you're a member of a spiritualist movement or not. The government laws are changing to say what you can and what you can't say. And it's staying on the side of caution, to be quite honest. We could tell you, we could give you hints towards things, but, you know, we don't want to be sued no more than anybody else. So we are on the side of caution. But, okay. Supporting the shows is getting to be a big problem. And we brought you almost 40,000 shows now. Yeah. And, you know, that's a lot of money over 11 years that we've pumped into the system. And we're asking now for your support to help us to continue. Yeah. It's not coming. So, you know, how much longer I can survive on next to nothing. Because I am now a pensioner. For the whole 10 years, would you believe it or believe it not? You can if you want to. That I have been unemployed because nobody will take me. Nobody wants me. My skills have long gone. And I'm retired now. I don't want to work anymore anyway. But retiring from this hobby and an interest it started out at, and you know, we've been doing it now for, as I said, over 10 years now, going into the 11th year. We want to continue as much as you want us here, but we need your support. And it's not coming. So whether we're going to continue next month, we really don't know. We paid for this month on the 3rd. It is now the 16th and we haven't had a dime. You know, not a dime. And as we said a little earlier in the show, people that call in, some of them are regular, some of them are new. But they're happy to call in. They're happy to get the 10-minute reading per show. And they're happy to have our readers come and do the readings for them for nothing. You know, it'd be lovely if we could actually pay the readers, never mind getting the donations to keep the shows going in the first place. It'd be lovely if we could actually pay the readers to be here. They give up their time for nothing, you know. So we're very fortunate to have our readers with us at all. Yeah. Right, then let's see where we're going. Jessica.
Good evening, Jessica.
Hi. I paid some money the other day. Hopefully Ken got it. I got a receipt for it. okay. So, hi. The last week has been sort of a doozy, lots of changes to, I guess, spiritual growth going on. I'm curious as far as what you're picking up in connecting with people. I don't speak to many people in the area, but when I do, I just... I'm just like having a little bit of issue of like trying to find my footing because I'm not able to connect with a lot of people. They don't understand what's going on in the world. And then I end up like sharing stuff with them. But I'm just sort of feeling, I guess I don't really know what my question is. Like I was sharing a lot of information with this one guy and he just was never saying thank you about it or what. And there was always like this weird dynamic that I was always like thanking him for things he was doing for me. But I just never felt really appreciated what I was doing for him. And now also with other people in this area, like just everybody seems to irritate me. Like I just can't really connect with anybody because they're just really clueless as far as what's going on in the world. And just wondering what you're picking up around stuff like this.
Right. Okay. I do feel as though that's your spiritual growth coming out of you, sweetheart. I honestly do feel that's your spiritual growth coming out of you. Some people are very clueless as to what's with what's going on in the world, darling. Some people are arrogant at what's going on in the world. It's not just over there, it's over here as well. This is what we're getting over here as well, sweetheart, okay? So you're not alone on that aspect of life. What I'm thinking is just with you being getting your spiritual growth, darling, you're seeing more than what anybody else is seeing, okay? You're feeling more than what anybody else is feeling. Would that make sense?
Yeah. And it's also like, it's been annoying me that like I offer my services to teach people what's going on. And I know eventually they'll take me up on it, but it's just annoying me that I have to like still continue, like again, wait for people. And I feel a little bit bad because I was saying to this lady today, I said, you know, she said she's dealing with a lot of fear. I said, I could help you with that fear. I don't understand. Like, do you not want to do like self-growth? Like, I felt bad about putting her on the spot, but I was like, I just don't understand. Like, everybody just wants to walk around with this fear.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's arrogant to what's going on in the world, people. I think it's just like people with spiritual growth and everything that's inside of them. You do get a few caring people, sweetheart, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, with people that's ignorant to everything that's going on in the world, they can't see past their own judgment, all right? They can't see past their own judgment. They can't see past their own life, all right? As I say, people with spiritual growth, sweetheart, do have this knowledge and inability to think about other people and think about everybody's feelings. So this is just part of you coming out of what's going on in the world as well, okay? You do feel everybody's pain. You do feel everybody's anger. You feel everybody's frustration. Trust me, I feel everything like that as well, darling. But you just, these people that are so arrogant, so ignorant, if they don't want to be helped, sweetheart, please don't help them, okay? Because there's no time in, there's no point in wasting your time and your effort to try and help these people if they don't want to be helped. Would that make sense?
Yeah, and I've been pulling back, but then it's also upsetting me that I have, like, I literally have no one to talk to. Like, I hang out with the trees and God more, and I'm grateful for all of that. You know, I hang out with horses more.
Yeah.
But I just have been feeling really sad lately that I have, like, I literally have no one to talk to.
Right, okay. What I feel as though you need to do is find a spiritual group, okay? Somebody that's on your level, somebody that's on your wavelength, talk to them about how you're feeling. I'm sure the answers that you will get from them are pretty much the same answers that you've got from me, sweetheart, okay? I do understand all this frustration. I do understand all this frustration, but I'm lucky in some aspects. I've got my husband to talk to about it because he's like me. He's on a spiritual growth. So we can talk together, okay? And with you, I feel as though you might need to want to sort of seek a spiritual group out to talk to people about that. I'm sure them people sort of like will consider your feelings and listen to what you have to say. Would that make sense for you, please?
Yeah, well, there's two things with that. Is like I was offering that to gather a group, and I don't have the energy to organize it again now, but like no one was coming.
Okay.
So, I mean, that was something that I wanted to be teaching. And I feel like I should be the teacher here. I am a teacher, but if I go to somebody else's group, that makes me feel like shit too, because it's like, why wasn't I able to organize this? Why am I going to somebody else?
Yeah,
I
understand that.
Why am I in this area? Like when everybody, and also there's so many spiritual people that are totally clueless as far as what's going on too. So I just,
oh, yes. You do, you do get arrogant people.
I was talking to this older couple in the park, but it was the same relationship dynamic that I was sharing with them as far as what's to come and how to prepare themselves so they're taken care of with what's happening with the things in the world. And I'm just tired of reaching out to other people. Like, I want people to reach out to me, you know, like I'm able to like, that's what's frustrating me is like, at least if I was able to do my work more here, at least then I would feel more on purpose rather than just so isolated.
Okay. With that, I suggest you connect to the angels or connect to spirit and ask them to give you some guidance to what you as to how you want them to help you connect with people. Meditate on it as well, because I'm sure as well you'll get some ideas as well from that. Okay. But most of all, connect to spirit and just ask them to give you some ideas of how they will connect with people spiritually if they were still here. And I'm sure you will get the answers that you will actually need from that, okay? Because I do feel as though in some ways that you are powerful and you can actually manage to reach that goal to connect with spirit and ask them for these ideas. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I've been asking them that. And the thing is also, I was at one of the horse stables and I approached this lady. Oh, yeah, you had said, well, maybe you bring up some of the ideas you have to do with the horses. So there's, mm-hmm. I was at one of the stables that I go to and the lady seemed open to it. And I emailed her some ideas and I haven't heard back from her. It's been a couple of days and I guess that sort of like triggered me too, because it was like, at least then I felt like I was moving forward, and I still think it's kind of fine with her, but it's again a situation where I'm going to end up reaching out to her again, because I'm going to end up going to the stable again in a week or two, and I'll see her and ask her about it. And but it's like
I do feel on that aspect, if the lady was open, I think she's considering it, to be honest. I do feel as though she's considering for it. Wait till the end of the week and see if she gets in touch with you. Then, yes, it might be worth another visit and see what she says to you as well. Okay. But I would advise just waiting till the end of the week just to see if she will give you an email back. But I do feel as though with you saying that she's open to it, I do feel as though she is considering some of the ideas that you sent as well. But I do understand in other aspects she's a busy lady as well with the horses. I'd give you the advice of waiting till the end of the week to see if you do get an email from that. Okay. I do feel as though something will come through for you, Jessica, I promise. But I do feel as though that lady will come through, and I do feel as though she will be open to the ideas that you've sent. Okay. Would that make sense for you, please?
Yeah, I am waiting. I think tomorrow I'm going to go to the other stable, and maybe I'll speak to the other lady. But frankly, I'm kind of just... I'm just tired from all. I'm just really feeling defeated lately. So
okay then, darling. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, Jessica.
Thank you.
Speak to you soon. Okay.
You
bye, darling. Bye.
Bye.
Jessica. Right, we're going to wrap it up then for this one, ladies and gents. Say a big, big thank you to Tina for joining us this evening and staying as late as we have. So will we do it all again on Friday? Well, that really depends on you, because we've given you a whole week now without your support, and it's really annoying and devastating to see that we're not getting no support whatsoever, and we're well into the month now, and we should be getting support per show, not just when you feel like it. Because if you can take the time to call in, then you should be taking the time to look in your purse. And I'm not going to reach out to you anymore asking for donations. We're just going to call it a day, I think. because that's where I've got to now. I'm losing interest, to be quite honest. I can no longer afford to do what we do here. Yeah. So that's it. Okay. What are we gonna leave with? I don't know. I want to play out with something, but I don't know what to do. Okay. Let's see.